Midge toyed with his cap while he rapidly thought of an answer.
"Think again,"
he said finally.
"You are destined for complete victory, to be the unchallenged ruler of all Mossflower. Do you really want to deal with bands of insurgents, resistance fighters who know these woods better than their own right paws? No. Better to slay and take prisoners for slaves to serve you and your great army. True victory only comes through conquest, great lord."
Convinced at last, the great rat recounted the information.
"3 days from now, I will face the Red Wallers west of here. They will be on a hilltop. I must keep the rift at my back. What does my father mean, keep the rift at my back?"
Midge closed his eyes as if exhausted.
"I can't tell you. That's all I know."
Dammit grunted.
"Well, I will field 1,000, but the Red Wall creatures number only 300. Are you sure you can tell me no more, Seer?"
Midge shook his head several times.
"Nothing except a certain victory for you and your army."
Dammit strode to the entrance of the dwelling and summoned 2 guards. Then he turned to Tammo and Midge.
"So be it. Pray to the fates that you have seen truly. These 2 guards will watch you and never leave your side until Red Wall is mine. If you have tried to play me false, I will have you both skinned, roasted, and fed to my army."
He fixed the 2 guards with a cold stare.
"If either of you let these 2 out of your sight for a moment, I will make you curse the day you were born. Is that clear?"
Sneezewares and Lousewares, whose turn it had been to stand guard duty, bobbed their heads vigorously as they croaked.
Yes, sire.
Immediately after Damog had left, the 2 rats levelled the heavy guard spears they had been issued with at Tammo and Midge.
"Sit still and don't bat an eyelid, you two, or you're dead beasts."
The 2 hares sat with spear points almost touching their throats, knowing that the nervous rats were capable of anything in their highly strung state. Tammo stared beyond them. Outside, he could see Wrinkle and his gang lurking. In a barely audible whisper, he said to Midge,
"Touch and go, old chap. What?"
Midge blinked his eyes in agreement. The situation was extremely dangerous. If they escaped the guards, it would be like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Yet they had to escape and take Fordun with them before dawn, when the Rapscallion army would break camp and march west.
"Time to put the old thinking caps on back, Ale,"
he murmured back to his friend.
This ends Disc 7.